Major British manufacturers are facing the loss of multi-million dollar contracts following the decision to let Saudi Arabian dissident Mohammed al-Massari remain in Britain. Yesterday, the Saudi Interior Minister issued a veiled threat that his government would take its defense business elsewhere, business worth more than $3 billion a year. From London, NPR's Michael Goldfarb reports.
The story of Mohammed al-Massari is more than the tale of a dissident looking for sanctuary. It's a story about the nature of trade in the Arabian Peninsula. It begins in 1994 when Mohammed al-Massari, a Berkeley-trained physicist, moved to Britain and applied for asylum. Massari, an outspoken critic of the Saudi regime, had been imprisoned there and tortured for his political activities. Massari regards the ruling House of Saud as corrupt and wants to create a more conservative, religious-based Islamic society in Saudi Arabia. He has called for free elections. Since arriving in Britain, he's used his fax machine to distribute articles all over the Islamic world critical of the secretive Saudi regime. In the normal course of events, he would probably have been granted asylum. Britain has a tradition of sheltering political refugees, but for more than a year and a half, the government tried to deny Massari that right. The reason? The Saudi government was letting Britain know that it would be displeased if Massari was allowed to remain, and the Saudi government had a great deal of leverage.
Saudi Arabia is probably the single most important customer for the UK defence and aerospace industry.
Sash Tusa, defence analyst with Merchant Bank UBS Limited.
And the important thing about the trade with Saudi Arabia is that it is ongoing. It is not just a single contract, but it is service and support of aircraft, probably into the next century.
Britain's defense manufacturers rely on Saudi Arabia for around half their annual export sales. Much of this comes through the Al Yamama Arms for Oil deal negotiated by former Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher in 1985. Al Yamama, which means dove in Arabic, calls for the Saudis to buy up to $32 billion worth of British defense equipment over a period of 20 years. The Saudis don't pay in cash. They pay in oil, which Britain can then sell on the world market. Britain's Ministry of Defense is the prime contractor. It subcontracts the work to the private sector. This close business relationship between the two governments put Britain in a difficult position over Massari. The government tried to deport him earlier this year to a neutral third country. He appealed, and the British courts upheld the appeal, so the dissident can stay for 4 years. So far, it's not clear whether the Saudis will follow up on their threats to cut back on their business with Britain. Ironically, the biggest casualty of the Massari case so far has not been a defense manufacturer. It's been the BBC.
هنا لندن، التلفزيون العربي لهيئة الإذاعة البريطانية.
Last June, the broadcasting organization started an Arabic-language television service for the Middle East with Saudi government investment. Last week, BBC TV in Britain ran a documentary on the Massari case, deeply critical of the Saudi regime. The next day, the Saudi government pulled out of the deal, and the service was shut down. I'm Michael Goldfarb in London.